The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. It is Raz on the radio, and Kane Brown is here, nominated for the Single of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You having fun?
I'm having a blast.
There's nobody working harder than you right now. And from where you started coming from in your bedroom to where you are today, I bet you in your wildest dreams you'd have never expected this.
Nah. We've came a way longer way than what I thought I'd be at.
And I can't believe the diversity of what you have. Like, you could do some of the greatest country songs and drop some of the sweetest love songs. And is there any training involved here, or is it just your ear?
It's just the opportunities getting thrown at me. And, my team's really good at taking the ones that make sense and not taking the ones that don't make sense.
Ronnie Dunn, in this booth yesterday from Brooks and Dunn, told me when he heard your version of Believe, he couldn't believe it. When he heard what you were doing, he was just like, he had no words.
I'll pay him later.
Reboot. Yeah. Reboot is awesome. And that's out now too. That came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah, that was my first time ever meeting Ronnie. I met Kix before, but first time.
You're on a show.
Yeah. And the first time I met Ronnie, we were singing together. And it was very scary.
I was talking to Lauren Elena yesterday, and I was asking her about the moment that she saw, like the world's opening up for her, and what ifs. And when I saw the way you guys performed that together, did it give you a boost of confidence to perform with somebody you know so well from when you were a kid, to just see them there and go, we're doing this together, we're in this together?
Yeah, it definitely did. That was a very comfortable thing there. It was a little awkward when we got close. I felt like my sister was right here.
But it was, you got a little bit of TMZ press on that, right? Or it went viral going,
what is going on?
And you're like, I'm married, dude.
Yeah, well, I wasn't married at the time.
Oh, okay.
I was engaged, close enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it was cool. And now it's like tomorrow, I'm really excited because I feel like I've got myself together. And me and Khalid's going to go out there and kill it.
Oh, you're performing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks, man.
I think I read that, but now I was just worried about the nomination and making sure you got an award there. But performing, that's even a little more pressure on top of that.
Yeah.
So have you been in a situation where you look out and there's Keith Urban sitting there, and there's Florida Georgia Line, and there's all those people that you look up to?
Last year it was Gwen Stefani. Yeah, I looked down and I was like, oh, snap. And then I forgot everything that happened after that.
Well, you did all right.
Thank you.
You're the best. Good luck.
I appreciate it, bro.
Have fun with Khalid.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I hope you got to go and get an award.
It'll be cool.
It's going to be interesting to see how you make your speech if you win.
Oh, it's going
to
be short and simple. And
I know.
Probably going to get the riders to come up and let them speak.
You should sing it. Become more comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't know.
That's Kane Brown. It's 92.5 XTU Philadelphia.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.